Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
Earlier this week, Senate President Peter Michicki's Senate Bill 9, a bill he's worked on for a lengthy period of time, passed the state Senate. The total Title IV rewrite bill allows the Alcoholic Beverage Control Board to regulate the alcoholic beverage industry in a manner that promotes public safety and health while supporting the continued growth and economic viability. He gives an overview of how the bill will affect the public.
It'll have greater controls on the illegal distribution of alcohol to rural Alaska, which is a major, major social problem that leads to so many things. It will have greater controls on tracking kegs. If someone buys a keg thinking it's a good idea to use it to have a huge high school party somewhere, the keg will have a tag on it. We'll be able to know who actually purchased the keg and who supplied it to minors that are consuming that are underage.
Michicki told host Dwayne Bannock of KSRM Sound Off that the way the licensing and endorsement structure will work is that
there will finally be some money for enforcement. We all know that there are folks that don't operate their facilities quite as well as you do. Wow. And it's a place where the police are called often and where underage are served often. There are things that are very decisive on the way violations are handled. And if you have a server that has a tendency to serve those that are underage or over-serve those that are already have had too much to drink, the owner of the facility will also be cited. So as a consumer, there'll be more options. The breweries will have less constraints on them. They will be able to have fun in a brewery in a tasting room. They'll be able to have a few events a year. They'll be able to have community events there. They will, instead of having a soft close at 8 p.m., they'll be open till 10. You can go in and get a beer until 10 o'clock, but at 10 o'clock, everyone must be out of the building.
Soldotna Trustworthy Hardware and Fishing's 25th Annual 2022 Ice Fishing Derby is going on from now through the end of the month. Sign up at the Trustworthy counter before you go out fishing, and there is no fee for entry. There are thousands of dollars in prizes up for grabs, with prizes available for over 25 divisions, including kids and adults. Haley Miller with Soldotna Trustworthy Hardware and Fishing told KSRM.
So it's a derby we throw on. It's 25th Annual Derby for the month of February. This year, a little bit difficult to get out with all the snow, but people have been getting out. We've had some great fishing already. We have a 5-pound rainbow. We got a couple of 4-pound chars, both kids and adults. But we've also gotten some of the rarer fish we see. So we've already gotten a couple grayling entered, and we have a burbot, which we usually don't see those till the end of the derby. So that was a nice surprise, day two of the derby so far.
Scott Miller was asked if the amount of snow the peninsula has received recently has made it difficult participating in the derby.
It does, for some. It's definitely a lot of snow out there, makes it more adventurous, I think. The snow machiners probably have a little bit of advantage this year getting out on some of these lakes. The ice is great. There has been a lot of overflow on the lakes, which you gotta be aware of. So especially out with your machines, or probably not going to be driving on any lakes this year just because of that snow and the overflow. But, you know, it makes it fun out there. It's part of the winter experience. And although not the greatest for ice fishing, all the snow, it makes it just a fun time. We've had some great fish in.
Check out the standings, pictures, rules, and tips on soldotnahardware.com, or you can like them on Facebook for further derby updates.
This has been This Week on the Kenai on the One KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at radiokenai.com.